Hey everyone, I'm Thanos Davelis, and welcome back to The Greek Current, a podcast by the Hellenic American Leadership Council and Kathimerini, where we highlight the top stories of the day every afternoon with analysis from guest experts, policymakers, journalists, and HELC staff. On Wednesday, Senator Bob Menendez, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and Senator Marco Rubio introduced new legislation in the Senate to strengthen the United States defense partnership with Greece. The bipartisan legislation, titled the U.S.-Greece Defense and Interparliamentary Partnership Act of 2021, aims to increase support for Greece's military modernization, authorizing new transfers of American military equipment, and increased multilateral engagement among Cyprus, Greece, Israel, and the United States. Andy Zamenidis, the executive director of the Hellenic American Leadership Council, joins The Greek Current to discuss the key elements of this legislation and explain why it's a significant step forward in the U.S.-Greece relationship. Andy, welcome back on The Greek Current.
Hey, Thano. Good to be back.
Andy, Senator Menendez and Senator Rubio introduced the U.S.-Greece Defense and Interparliamentary Partnership Act today. What are the key elements of this bill?
Well, first of all, we've been hearing for years Greece is a pillar of stability, and these are the best bilateral relations since the Truman administration. This puts further substance and a lot of it behind that rhetoric. First of all, the amount of money towards military modernization of Greece. We already know Greece is in its own military modernization program. Things like $25 million a year for the European Recapitalization Incentive Program going to Greece, which will help Greece transition away from Russian-produced military equipment, something that had already been achieved, which was a high international military education and training number of $1 million a year for Greece. That has been stretched out an additional 4 years. And a real biggie, even though there's not a number on it, it expresses a sense of Congress that the U.S. should provide direct loans to Greece for the procurement of defense articles. That's really important because it starts talking about F-35s to Greece, the act does. It talks about co-production of U.S. weapons with the Greek Navy. And then finally, it really further institutionalizes this great relationship, the trilateral of Cyprus, Greece, and Israel, plus the United States, by establishing an interparliamentary group among Cyprus, Greece, Israel, and the United States, with the U.S. representation being 6 United States senators.
Andy, in 2019, HELC made the passage of the landmark Eastern Mediterranean Security and Energy Partnership Act a top priority. It has since been signed into law. How does this legislation today build off of the East Med Act?
Well, the East Med Act was a culmination of not only a lot of efforts from the community and our alliance with the American Jewish Committee and the Congressional Hellenic Israel Alliance Caucus, but as I noted in talking about this act, it's also the culmination of a vision that Senator Menendez has had about the region for a long time. The East Med Act in 2019, set out that vision, a vision that he shared with other leaders like Congressman Deutsch and Bill Arrakis, the co-chairs of the GEO Caucus, Cicilline, who's been very active on Cyprus especially, and Senator Rubio. But that vision was that U.S. should be moving in the direction and base its regional policy on like-minded countries. So in the region, who are the like-minded countries? The 3 Western democracies, Cyprus, Greece, and Israel. Israel, as we've seen, has a very strong defense relationship with the U.S. In the news again with the Iron Dome. The Greece-U.S. defense relationship kind of fell behind for years because of Greece's European identity. This is back on the table. It's building on a general East Med strategy that says the U.S. can do more with partners like Greece, Israel, and Cyprus.
So you'd say that the timing right now is ideal?
The timing is, well, you know, Senator Menendez talked about it being the 200th anniversary of Greek independence. And as we've covered in some of our programming, celebrating this bicentennial, one of the kind of sad facts in that history was that the U.S. as a government didn't really step up for Greece then. To have the absolute reverse be true now and the U.S. actually providing solid support and tangible support is a fantastic way to say the next bicentennial, the next 200 years is going to be better than the first 200 years. I also think the timing is ideal because The new administration, the Biden administration, has said we are, one, going to search out like-minded countries, two, put democracy and the rule of law and human rights back at the center of American foreign policy. And you can do that, and you can do that when you're building a defense relationship with a democracy, a Western democracy that has done well under the most trying of circumstances like Greece, instead of building, as the United States had done previously, your top relationship in the region with an autocracy, which was a democracy in the loosest of terms in Turkey.
Senator Rubio stated in the press release that was issued by the Foreign Relations Committee that this legislation reaffirms the United States' strong commitment to the region at a time when malign actors are working to undermine international security and stability. How does this legislation address countering malign actors like Russia and China, which are trying to gain a foothold in the region?
Well, you know, like I referred to the money to help Greece transition away from Russian-produced military equipment. And this is also tied to the lifting of the Cyprus arms embargo that we saw in the East Med Act previously. Some of these defense relationships were ceded. You know, we ceded the battlefield to Russia. This is a realization and acknowledgement that we shouldn't have ceded that influence to Russia. And now we're going to make up for it by putting specific tangible assistance on the table. When it comes to China, once again, this act picks up on something we have addressed on this podcast before and advocated before, which is getting the DFC, the International Development Finance Corporation, to incentivize American investment in the strategic infrastructure, especially the ports of Greece. That the U.S. realizes that not really playing hard for the Piraeus port was probably a mistake. It was definitely a mistake. They rectified that with Alexandroupolis, and this act makes it clear that China is not getting a free hand to influence Greece anymore.
And in a joint press release, HALC and the American Jewish Committee made it clear that this is a legislative priority for both organizations. What kind of advocacy should we expect from both organizations moving forward?
Well, we've already done our call to action, and people listening to this and people who are already in our email list can go to our link and contact their senators, asking them to sign on. They can email them, they can tweet at them, they can call them. They should do all three. Now that, fortunately, vaccinations have allowed in-person advocacy to resume, we have already started meeting with members of Congress, and we anticipate having a big advocacy day in the fall back on the Hill. But right now, it's easy enough for everybody to just click and contact your senator. Let's get the amount of congressmen and sponsors on this bill that we had on the East Med Act, and do it now. And in fact, promote it online, because I think, going back to the timing question, next week, President Biden is going to be meeting President Erdogan, and it would be a useful signal to say, hey, if you're not going to be a reliable ally, we have options, and Greece is the most attractive of those options.
Andy, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, and go Yanis. Come back from 2-0, Greek freak.
In other news, Greece raised 2.5 billion euros on Wednesday after reopening a 10-year bond auction, with demand reportedly more than 10 times the received amount. This is the fourth time Greece has tapped the markets this year. Greece's finance minister said the yield at the latest auction was close to 0.9%. The bond was first issued in late January when it raised 3.5 billion euros on a yield close to 0.8%. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis wrote on Twitter that this is another sign of confidence in the Greek recovery and our long-term prospects. The Greek government is hoping to take advantage of low interest rates to improve the country's long-term debt sustainability after three successive international bailouts ended in 2018. Finally, Greece will shorten a nighttime curfew and allow music for outdoor dining later this week, authorities said on Wednesday, taking a step further in lifting coronavirus restrictions. Helped by vaccinations and widespread COVID-19 tests for workers, the country has relaxed some curbs since May. With cases declining for a third week in a row amid summer-like temperatures, Deputy Civil Protection Minister Nikos Kardalias said that a curfew between 12:30 a.m. and 5 a.m. will be shortened by an hour to start at 1:30 a.m. until it's scrapped in July, as long as epidemiological conditions allow it. He cautioned, however, that the pandemic is not over yet and that health protocols should be respected. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.